I'm really glad that you're here, especially this evening. Kanina, when we were preparing for the service, I was really medyo nag-worry ako kasi napansin ko malakas yung ulan kanina. 'Di ba? Alam mo naman dito sa Metro East area kapag umuulan, ayaw talaga lumabas ng mga tao, okay? Kasi baka daw dumami sila. Okay, so natatakot silang bahay, natatakot silang ma-stranded. But I'm really glad that you're here, okay? Kasi hindi kayo nagpapigil sa ulan. Okay, palapakan nyo na yung mga sarili nyo for that. Okay, so tonight, we're actually continuing with our series entitled I Am, Codename I Am. Okay, so in this series, we talk about how God presented Himself, okay, in the Bible. You see, when you talk about codenames, okay, pag codename kasi pinag-uusapan natin, di ba usually ginagamit yung codename pag mga siguro may mga spy movies, secret agents, di ba? They would come with a codename so that whenever they would face someone, siguro kapwa nila agent, they could introduce themselves with that agent so that they would be identified. Okay, so para madali sila makilala. Today, we are going to talk about God. Okay? And we are going to see how God presented Himself so that we would also understand who He is as a God over us. And our hope is that as we go through this series, mas makikilala natin si God and it would drastically affect how we live our lives. You see, hindi naman, kasi when you talk about God, hindi naman natin kayang i-box yung pagkakilala natin with God. Diba? Hindi, kahit ubusin natin yung buong buhay natin, we would never come to the point na fully kilala natin si Lord. Okay? But in this series, we will attempt to at least know God better and allow His identity to be real in our lives. Okay? Kaya nga, code name, I Am. Okay? Tapos I Am, fill in the blanks lang tayo. Okay? So, ngayon, let me first tell you about what happened to me a few months ago. Okay, a few months ago, okay, I got married to this very beautiful woman. Okay? Ayaw? Yan, okay? So, this very beautiful woman. And what's so amazing about, of course, aside from being married to this woman, was God was so faithful and God was so good to us that He spoke to a person, a friend of ours, someone who is very obedient to God, someone who is very fruitful as well, and someone who's really generous. He spoke to this person and God said, sa taong to, bless Jerry and Che with their honeymoon. Okay, so may nag-bless sa amin. Okay, and guess what? Okay, as the background shows, this person blessed us for us to be able to go to Hong Kong. Okay, to spend our honeymoon. Okay, doon kami nag-honeymoon sa Hong Kong. And when we were there, okay, I really wanted to make sure that it would be the best experience for the both of us, ng wife ko. And for that to happen, I had to make sure I keep on asking myself several where is questions. Okay, where is? Tinatanong ko lagi, where is, where is, where is? Una sa tinatanong ko sa sarili ko sa where is I always ask, where is my wallet? Okay? Sabi, nasa may wallet ko paglabas ko ng tinutulugan namin. Where is my wallet? Ah, ito. Pag naglalakad kami sa crowded area, where is my wallet? Kasi alam ko, all my money, all the things that I would use for my stay there is in my wallet. So, iniisip ko, paano pag hindi ako kumain? Nasa Hong Kong pa naman kami. Eh, di magugutom kami, mga ngayayat ako. Di ba? Paano na yan? May waistline ako minimaintain. Di ba? Bawal lumiit. Di ba? So, sabi ko, I have to make sure my wallet is with me. Okay? That's why I always ask, where is my wallet? Okay? I also ask myself, when I was in Hong Kong, where is my passport? Okay? Because for someone like me to be in a foreign land, I need to have a passport. Or else, they would kick me out of that nation, they would deport me, and I won't be able to stay in that nation. So sayang naman yung punta ko sa Hong Kong kung madideport lang ako. So I always ask, where is my passport? Okay? Also, I always ask, pag nandun ako, nasa streets ako, pag gusto kong lumipat ng places or maghanap ng kakainan, pumunta sa theme park, I would always ask, where is the nearest train station? Okay, I would always ask, where is the nearest train station? And why? Kasi yung train station doon, it is not only convenient kasi makaka-travel ka sa lahat ng lugar sa Hong Kong using train, it is also the safest. Hindi na de-derail. Okay? So, hindi lumalampas sa rails. So, safe na safe ang train sa Hong Kong. So, I would always ask, where is the nearest train station? Nasaan yung train na pwede kong sakyan para makapaglibot ako ng Hong Kong? And of course, okay, hindi ko lang tinatanong where is the nearest train station. I always ask, where is my wife? Okay? Kasi syempre, anong honey mo naman yun kung nag-iisa ako, di ba? Parang, okay, moon lang yun, wala yung honey. Okay, so, kasi kailangan talaga ma-enjoy ko yung stay ko doon. So, I would always look for her. I want her to be always with me at all times. Okay, so I always ask, where is? So, ito yung mga tinatanong ko sa stay ko sa Hong Kong. And I realized, yung pagtatanong natin ng where is something that ginagawa nating lahat every day of our life. The moment we wake up, nagtatanong na tayo, where is? Diba? Yung sa inyo, where is my toothbrush? Yung iba sa inyo, hindi yata hinahanap yung toothbrush. Pero siguro, nahanap nyo na yung toothbrush nyo, tapos magpasok nyo na first sem, you would always ask to your friends, where is my classroom? Diba? Hanapin nyo. Or probably when nasa classroom ka na, you would ask yourself, you would look for in your things and ask, where is my ball pen? Diba? Tapos kapag nandun ka na, tapos nagsasagot ka na siguro ng mga kailangan mo sagutan, tapos hindi mo alam yung sagot, titingala ka, tapos sabi, where is the answer? Diba? Or probably pag gutom ka na, wala ka ng baon, recess na, diba? Tatanungin mo na lang sarili mo, where are my friends? Diba? Parasite mode na tayo. Diba? Or probably, some of you, pag bago kayo sa campus, or siguro, first time nyo dito sa youth service natin, dito sa Metro East, uy, pagpasok nyo pa lang, ito na yung sinasabi niyong where is. Hinahanap niyo na. Ito yung kinakanta niyo. Where is she? Yan! So, parang gumaganon ganon ka pagpasok mo. Tapos, mahaba yung leeg mo. Where is she? Di ba? Hinahanap mo sana yung maganda. Ayun. Parang, o kaya yung iba naman, yung babae, hanap naman nila, where is he? Where is he? Di ba? Nasaan yung may dimple? Nasaan yung may braces? Tapos, paganon-ganon ka din. Diba? Where is? I realize marami pang where is sa buhay natin. Okay, don't you agree? Diba? There are so many where is that we ask every day. But today, listen up. Today, we want to answer the most important where is that you could ever ask in your life. Okay? The where is na kapag nasagot mo, it would make such a great difference in your life. Na tipong pag hindi mo alam yung where is na to, parang walang masyadong direksyon yung buhay mo. Or walang masyadong hope. That is why we want to answer this where is. And that where is where is God? Nasaan ba si God? You see, this is a very important question. Where is God? Because this is a question na tinatanong ng mga taong sinasabi nila, I'm a believer of God. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo, believer kayo ni God? Naniniwala kayo sa Diyos, di ba? And if you believe in God, you ask this question kasi you're asking yourself, where is God so that I could be there and I could worship Him? Where is God so that I could be there and I could serve Him? Okay? Where is God? Diba? If you're a sinner naman, sa tingin mo lang, puno ka ng kasalanan, sa tingin mo talagang tipong, ano ka, pag, sa tingin mo, pag nalapit ka kay God, baka masunog ka. Kaya, tinatanong mo rin to. You know why? Because you wanna find out where God is. Because, so that you could move away from Him. Kasi you don't want to be, to experience yung punishment niya. Okay? So you shy away from Him. You try to find ways to get away from Him. That's why you are asking, where is God? Okay? Kung nandito ka naman, probably you're hurting. May katabi ba kayo mukhang hurt? Yeah? Pastor, ako po yung hurt. Sabay tulo na lang yung luha. If you're hurt, you're asking the same question. You're asking the same question kasi in your mind, you're thinking, where is God when I needed Him the most? Diba, nasabi nyo na ba yun? Napabulong na ba kayo? Tapos, where is God when I need Him the most? Diba? You're asking that. Or probably you're a skeptic. You're someone who's thinking, totoo ba talaga na may Diyos? But they're also curious and asking this question because they want to find out if God is really true. Because if He can be found, then He must be true. Diba? So this question is really for all of us. That is why I'm really glad that all of you are here. Okay? Because we are going to answer that question. That is the question that begs to be answered tonight. Where is God? And today, we're not going to answer that based from anyone's opinion. we're going to answer that based from the Word of God. Because God Himself want Himself to be found. Ay, hindi siya nagtatago sa atin. Gusto niya makita niya tayo. Gusto niyang makita natin siya. Okay? So, today, let me invite you to all stand because we're going to read the Word of God. In reverence of it, we're going to stand. Sabi sa book of Psalm 139 verse 7 says there, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Okay, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Let us pray. Lord, thank you for, indeed we know, God, that you want to reveal yourself to us tonight. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just allow us, God, to see your presence in our life starting today, this week, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please take your seats. It's very important for us to understand where God is. Because our understanding of where God is will always affect the way we approach God and how we live our lives. Okay? Our understanding of where God is will always affect how we approach God or the way we approach God and how we live our lives. So, kailangan nating masagot to. And as we look at the scripture that we read a while ago, you would see that David, King David, the one who wrote this psalm, was actually trying to make us understand kung nasan ba talaga si God. Okay, sabi niya doon, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" Sabi sa verse 8, "If I go to the heavens, pag as high as the heavens," sabi niya, "I would still find your presence there." Okay? "But even if I go to the depths, to the lowest part of the world, your presence nandun pa rin." Sabi, kahit anong travel yung gawin ko, sabi ni David, yung presence mo God, matatagpuan ko pa rin dun. Okay? He even said, in verse 9, "If I rise on the wings of the dawn," he was actually saying na if I go farthest to the east, okay? Kasi doon nagsashine yung sun at the morning. Sabi niya doon, ito yung ibig sabihin na pag pumunta ako sa farthest east, nandun pa rin yung presence mo. Pero pag pumunta naman ako sa far west, the far side of the sea, which is in the west, your presence is still there. That is so amazing because David was trying to make us see that God is everywhere. Okay? God is everywhere. There is no place that he could go to na hindi niya mahahanap yung presence ni God. But at the same time, he said, okay, in verse 11, "Surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me." Kahit yung siguro naman, pagka madilim na, paggabi na, if there is darkness, you will not find me. But he said, di ba? Even in the darkness, okay, there you will find me because you are there with me. Diba, misan may mga kaibigan ba kayo na kapag sobrang dilim, pagka nasa dilim, di kita. Parang ganun. Huwag nyo naman kalabitin yung katabi nyo. Hindi siya yung pinag-uusapan natin. Okay? Tayo-tayo lang to. But the Bible says, God is always everywhere. To the point that even in darkness, it is as bright as light or daylight because He can find you. Because He is there with us. Okay? Simply put, God is saying, or David is saying through the scripture that God is everywhere. And He is there all at once. Okay? Ibig sabihin, 24/7, kaya niyang maging everywhere all at the same time. Yun yung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. We were asking that question a while ago, where is God? Nasaan ba si God? David is answering it for us. God is telling it to us that God is everywhere. And He is everywhere all at once. In other words, God is omnipresent. Okay? God is omnipresent. He is everywhere all at once. You see, God's omnipresence is something na mahirap i-grasp or mahirap intindihin. Okay? Kasi pag pinag-usapan natin na si God, God is someone who is all-powerful or omnipotent. Okay? it's easier to grasp why. Kasi we have a certain degree of strength in us. Nako-compare natin sa sarili natin, ako medyo malakas ako ng konti. So siguro, pag si God, kung ako ganito lang yung lakas ko, si God, siya yung ano, superlative degree. Okay? When it comes to strength, siya yung pinakamalakas. Okay? So talagang, siguro, pag pinag-usapan natin yung power, okay, strength, mas madali nating ma-imagine. Kasi tayo, may certain degree of strength tayo eh. When it comes to wisdom, pag sinabi natin na si God ba all-knowing, full of wisdom, or omniscient, it's easier to imagine. Kasi tayo, we have a certain degree of wisdom and knowledge. So isipin lang natin, to the highest degree, God is full of wisdom. Okay? So nai-imagine natin. Pero when it comes to omnipresence, it's hard for us. It's hard for you and me. Why? Because we can never be in two places at the same time. Diba? Hindi pwedeng mangyari yun. In fact, nangyari nga lang yata yun isang beses lang sa A Walk to Remember. Diba yung, naalala nyo ba yun? Inabutan nyo pa ba yan? Yung nagde-date sila tapos pinatayo siya sa borderline. But when it comes to God, God is everywhere all at once. Hindi lang two places. All over, everywhere, all at the same time. All at once. That is the omnipresent God that we have. That is the omnipresence that we have. So what does it mean? Ano bang ibig sabihin ito sa atin? And today, yun yung gusto nating intindihin. Okay? Kasi hindi naman natin, okay, gets ko na. Everywhere at once. But what does it imply to us? Una, ibig sabihin nun, God cannot be contained in an image, building, or location. Okay? Hindi siya pwedeng ma-contain. That is why we are not worshiping images like this. Kaya hindi tayo nag-worship kasi nga God is everywhere. Ibig sabihin nun, God cannot be contained in those images. Okay? God cannot be contained in those things. God is far bigger, okay, than those things. In fact, pag pinag-usapan natin yung mga images na ganito, di ba, minsan feeling natin, kasya dun si God. When I was a kid, I used to sleep in my room only when there's a cross hanging on the wall. Kasi feeling ko, pag nandun yung cross, walang lalapit na monster. Di ba? Parang, may cross ako sa kwarto, walang monster, walang lalabas sa ilalim ng kama. Di ba? Parang walang experience sa ganun. May cross and God is with me. Okay? As I grew up, mga elementary, lagi ako may dalang ano, pendant, tapos cross. Kasi in my mind, kapag ginabi ako, baka may makasalubong akong aswang. Kasi ako, God is with me. May cross ako eh. Diba? But I realized that I was wrong. Because God can never be contained in an item, in a cross, or any image that we may have. Okay? Because God is everywhere. Guys, don't get me wrong. Okay? I'm not saying na it's bad or it's not good to have a cross with you. It's a good reminder of what God did for us. Okay yun, may cross tayo, nare-remind tayo ng ginawa ni Jesus. What I'm saying here is, a cross is a good reminder, but God is not in the cross. Okay? God is not inside the cross. God is everywhere. Okay? So, my hope is that we would not pay our worship to that particular cross or to that particular image. Because God is not there, God is everywhere all at once. Okay? Clear ba yun? Sabi din sa kanina, di ba? It is also not contained in buildings. Okay? The Bible says, sabi diyan, si Solomon to, sabi niya, but will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple that I have built? Sabi niya, God, hindi ka nga makontain ng buong universe eh. Kaya ka bang magkasya sa building? Di ba? God cannot be contained in a building that we have. Pero how many of us na experience na natin yung kapag kasama natin yung friends natin, nasa jeep tayo, kung anong kalokohan yung ginagawa natin. Pag nagkukwentuhan tayo, mura tayo ng mura. Talagang censored na lahat. Pero pag jeep, pag liko, dumaan sa may church building. God bless you. Parang ano ka, nagta-transform. Parang sino ka? Parang, why? Kasi in our mind, we're thinking, naku, baka madinig ako ni Lord. Nandyan si Lord sa church. Nandyan si Lord sa building na yan. Ano mang building yung pinag-uusapan natin yan? Victory man yan or other churches.
as if God is can be confined in a certain building, but God is not. God is everywhere, but God is everywhere all at once. Okay? He is also not confined in a certain location. Diba, minsan feeling natin, ah, pag nandito ako sa Metro East area, God is here, the presence of the Lord is here, pero pag pumunta na ako sa classroom ko, nako, nandun yung teacher ko, nandun yung bully, nandun yung classmate, diba, nako, wala, walang presence. O kaya kapag kasama ko yung friends ko, tapos gumigimit ako, diba? Talagang pumaparty-party ako dun sa mga lights, nakikipagbisuhan ako. Nako, wala si God dun. But you know what? In certain areas, God may not be the one who is being honored. There may be sins in those areas na ginagawa ng mga tao. But guess what? God's presence is still there. Because God's presence is everywhere. And He cannot be contained in an image or a particular location. Okay? Yun yung ibig sabihin pag sinabi natin God is everywhere. Also, hindi lang yun, ibig sabihin nun, nothing can be hidden from God. Walang natatago kay God. Walang hindi niya nalalaman. Kasi nga, all along, nandun siya, nangyari yun. All this time that you were doing that particular thing that you did last summer, God is still there. God was there watching you, sitting beside you, looking over what you're doing. Okay? Because God was there. God is omnipresent. Hindi naman siya time-bound eh. Na, naku, pagka nandun siya sa future, wala siya sa past. He is everywhere at any point in time, all at the same time. Okay? In fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah, who can hide in secret places so I cannot see them, declares the Lord. Okay? Do I feel the heaven and earth? Do not I feel the heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Sabi niya, wala. It's pointless to play hide and seek with God. If you think God was not aware of what the things that we have done in the past, if you think God is not aware of the things na hinarap mo, pinagdaanan mo in the past, you know what? God is saying, because I am omnipresent, I am fully aware. Nothing was hidden with me. How many of you nakapaglaro na kayo ng hide and seek? Nang bata kayo, taguan. Diba ngayon, ang laki ng buwan natin, parang nagre-reminis kayo, nung bata ko, nagtataguan. Diba? Nagsisilipan kayo sa puno. Diba? I remember when I was a kid, I used to hide in places feeling na hindi ako makikita doon. Only to find na exposed pala yung ibang parts ng body ko tapos kitang-kita ako. Parang yung mga picture na ganito, mga hide and seek fail. Ayan o. Oh. Diba? Or eto pa. Oh. Nakakatawa, di ba? Kasi when we were kids, in our mind, as long as hindi ko nakikita yung pinagtataguan ko, hindi niya rin ako makikita. But guess what? Sometimes we think like that up until now when it comes to God. Sometimes we think na because hindi ko naman nakikita si Lord eh. Nasaan ba yung physical manifestation ni God? Wala naman ako nakikita. Since hindi ko nakikita si God, therefore I conclude, hindi rin ako nakikita ni Lord. Baka nasa Amerika. Baka nasa Africa, BC. But guess what? Bible is saying, if God is omnipresent, then you may not be seeing Him, but He is fully aware of what we are doing. Nothing is hidden from our God. Nothing can be hidden from our God. That's the reality of having an omnipresent God. Also, it also implies that if He is aware, if He is there in our, as we face those things, then definitely God is always present in our situations. At that very moment of need, at that very moment of sin, at that very moment of challenge, God is there. God is in that situation. And a lot of times, we are just not aware of it. But I want you to know, whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever it is that happened in the past, whatever it is that's going to happen in the future, God would be there at that very situation. Because God is always present in our situation. Maybe you're wondering, Lord, if you are there, if you are in my situation, if you are present, ano kaya yung gagawin mo? Ano kaya yung gagawin mo sa buhay ko? Because God would always do what has to be done in that particular situation. I like how Tony Evans put it, an author. This is what he said. Sabi doon, God knows what needs to be done. That's omniscience.
He has the power to do it. That is omnipotence. He's always wherever he needs to be to do whatever needs to be done. That is omnipresence. Because since God is in your situation at that very moment, God would do exactly what has to be done in that particular moment. Whether it's to punish someone, okay? Alam niyo ba yung ma-punish? Yung nabulok, nasira, na-punish. Okay, serious eh. Na-punish. Diba? To receive penalty for the wrong things that we have done. Or probably to, God would be there to just allow you to make decisions and learn from your choices. Or probably there would be times that He would be there to sustain you kasi hirap ka na. Hindi mo na makaya. Or probably God would be there to rescue you. Tatanggalin ka niya sa situation. But I want you to know that since God is always present in our situation, God would do what has to be done at that particular situation. This is the God that we have. This is the God that is omnipresent in our lives. And can you imagine what will happen to you, to your seatmate, if you would just understand that we have an omnipresent God? You see, what I said a while ago, those three things, those could be just head knowledge to us. But can you imagine kung maging real yun sa atin? Yung everyday in our life, alam mo lang, totoong-totoo sa'yo, I have an omnipresent God. Yung alam mo lang, given a particular challenge, alam mo lang, magre-respond ka in reference to having an omnipresent God. Yung ano kaya yung mangyayari kung maiintindihan mo talaga to in such a way that in every decision that you will make, you would always consider, I have an omnipresent God. I have a God who is with me at this very moment. At this particular concern, I have a God with me. Have you ever wondered what will happen to you? Have you ever, what will happen to your life? You know what will happen? There would be conviction. There would be conviction. Because you would realize, because we would realize that God is fully aware of the wrong things that we have done. You would say na, Lord, yung mga things na nangyari sa akin, yung mga ginawa ko during that time, I thought you were closing your eyes, but all this time, you were there pala all along. You were there at that very moment that I sinned. You were there when the very moment that I gave in to compromise. And that conviction will happen because you just know hindi nakalusot, hindi nakalampas. But at the same time, as the Holy Spirit convicts our heart, you know what else happens? There's a certain degree of appreciation that happens inside. You know why? Because as God revealed to you that He is fully aware of that sin, you would also realize, in spite of that sin, God did not abandon us. Isn't that amazing? God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, pwede niya tayong kidlatan anytime. But at that particular moment that we are doing that sin, God chose not to abandon you. God chose to stay and say na, this is my son, this is my daughter. Yes, I'm being hurt by what he is doing, but I'm gonna stay by his side. That's what happened. Nagkakaroon ng conviction and it draws us back to him. It makes our heart turn back to him and say, "No, Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I've done." And at the same time, you make a decision, "Lord, I want to do what is right starting today. I want to go back to you." Conviction. Also, when we realize that God, the God that we have is omnipresent, is with us, even in our hurting moments, even during those times that we are in pain, even during those times that we are struggling or being oppressed by our situations or by other people, you know what happens? There's comfort. There's comfort knowing that there is a God that we could run to for help. There's comfort knowing that there's a God who loves us in spite of everything that is happening to us. And that there is a God
who is more than too willing to love you. The Bible says in Romans, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's comfort knowing that yung love ni God, it's just right beside you. It's just around the corner because God is present in your situation right now. And maybe some of you here, may pinagdadaanan ka, maybe you are here kasi you tried so hard to give it your best in an exam or probably graduation, but somehow you ended up failing. And what God's comfort is for you, you can run to Him. You don't have to feel na nag-iisa ako, lonely ako. And what God's comfort is for you, you can run to Him. Maybe you're here and you love with your all. You have given your all to the person that you love. But somehow, it didn't work out. Now you're brokenhearted. You know what? You don't need another man to comfort you. God's comfort is for you. It's not for you tomorrow. It's for you today. And it will stay. God wants to comfort you right now. Will you allow Him to comfort you? Lastly, it doesn't just bring conviction in our hearts and comfort to the hurting. It also grants us confidence. Confidence to just press on, to move on, to just keep moving forward. You see, confidence comes when you know that whatever lies ahead, whatever we are facing right now, I'm not facing that alone. Church, I want you to know, you are not alone. You may feel like, ang dami kong kahayag, sikat ako sa campus, dami kong kaapiran, nag-aapir kami lagi, kilala ko ng lahat. Pero you know, deep inside, you're alone. You know what? Today, God is telling you, you are no longer alone. Because God is with you. And whatever lies ahead, challenges that you have to face, you can find confidence that there is a God who will always be with you. The Bible says in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our ever-present. Can you say that with me? Ever-present. Ever-present help in trouble. At all times, God is there for us. That's why we can have confidence to face whatever in this life. This is the God that we have. This is the God that we serve. A God who is omnipresent. A God who is all-present. Who's present everywhere at all at once. You see, even in the old times, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, men, mga tao, has always been looking for God. They're always searching, nasaan ba talaga tong God na to? Where is God? And to their search, God knows that He has to show Himself. He wants Himself to be known. It was even prophesied that there would come a time that God would not just be present spiritually among us, but God would be someone who would walk with us. That He would come and have a flesh and walk with His people. And you know what? He allowed that to happen so that we would believe. He allowed that to happen so that you and me would have the assurance that indeed, this God that I have is with me and will accompany me in my concerns, in my life. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Jesus was born. He was Emmanuel, which means God with us. Church, God is with you. Whatever it is that you're facing right now, whatever concern that you're dealing with right now, God is with us. You can overcome. There is hope. There is freedom. And there is victory. And my hope is that as we end this service, as we end this day, we would have this confidence that because God is with us, I can say that God is with me and I am never alone. Can you say that? 1, 2, 3. We are never alone in our concerns. We are never alone. and we will never be alone ever again. Last scripture I want to read says there, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. God will always be with us today and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for the grace that you have given us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for we know that you made your presence available to all of us. And thank you, God, for we know, God, that you want your presence, God, to be felt in this place. Lord, thank you, God, that you are speaking, God, to everyone in this room. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Probably you are here and you just know that for the longest time you are longing for that presence of God. Siguro, nung mga initial segment nung walk mo kay God, you just know yung presence of the Lord so real in your life. But somehow along the way, you just know you have lost that sense of presence when it comes to experiencing the presence of God. I believe God is here and God wants to minister to you. God wants to assure you of His presence. In fact, for some of you here, baka yung iba naman sa inyo, you're here because you're going through some tough time. Sobrang hirap ka na, sobrang hindi mo na alam kung anong gagawin mo. And at this very moment, you are crying out, Lord, I want to experience your presence. I want to feel you in my life right now. Lord, let your presence be evident in my life right now. Whatever concern you may be in right now, I believe God wants to shower you with His presence. Maybe you're here and you feel like, Lord, dami ko na nagawang kasalanan. Sobrang convicted na nga ako eh. Sa mga nagawa kong kasalanan before, you know what? God is saying to you as well, that presence is made available to you at this very moment. Would you come? Would you ask? Would you claim that presence from God? I want to pray for you. If you're saying, Lord, I want your presence at this very moment. Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm crying out for your presence. I want to pray for you. Can you just raise your hand if that is you? If you're saying, Lord, I want to experience your presence. Lord, I want it now. Lord, hindi ko na mahintay. Gusto ko ngayon na, Lord. I want to experience your presence. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand if that is you. Yes, I see those hands. If you're crying out, you're asking for the presence of God in your life, in your situation right now. Lord, you see the hands of these people. Lord, I thank you, God, for your presence, God, would be felt at this very moment. I thank you, God, that even as they come here, Lord God, you have been speaking to them already. Lord God, sa worship time pa lang, sa time pa lang nila pagpasok, thank you, Lord God, that you are affirming them, Lord God, na hindi mo sila iniwanan, na hindi mo sila inabandon, Lord. And Lord, thank you, God, that even today, Lord God, you are coming to their lives, Lord God. You're coming to their situations, Lord God. And I thank you, because by faith, we are assured, Lord God, that your presence, God, in our lives, in our situation, God, is more than enough. So, Lord, thank you for your presence. We receive your presence today, Lord. In Jesus' name.